કરી શકો છો કે અહીંયા પડદા પણ પડે છે ને, તો તમે આને ત્યાં સ્પીકર આગળ પણ મૂકી શકો છો નીચે.
ઓકે,
એની વાયરની જરૂર નથી.
Yeah.
श्री श्रीमद्भिस्वान्द्रे समयचरणारविन्दं स्वामी सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रीमद्भगवान् की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भगवद्गीता की श्रीमद्भगवद्गीता एज इट इज श्रीमद्भगवद्गीता भाषिती युग धर्म श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की समवेत भक्तवृंद की निताय गौर The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin. Purport. The devotees of the Supreme Lord or the persons who are in Krishna consciousness are called santas, and they are always in love with the Lord as it is described in the Brahma Samhita, 5th chapter, 38th verse. Premam janakshanata bhakti vilochana santaha sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. The santas being always in a compact love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, the giver of all pleasures, or Mukunda, the giver of liberation, or Krishna, the all-attractive person, cannot accept anything without first offering it to the Supreme Person. Therefore, such devotees always perform yajnas in different modes of devotional service, such as Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnaha Smaranam Pada Sevanam Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam Vashnam, etc. And these performances of yajnas keep them always aloof from all kinds of contamination of sinful association in the material world. Others who prepare food for self or sense gratification are not only thieves but also the eaters of all kinds of sins. How can a person be happy if he is both a thief and a sinful? It is not possible, therefore, in order for people to become happy in all the steps, they must be taught to perform the easy process of Sankirtan Bhakti in full Krishna consciousness, otherwise there can be no peace or happiness in the world. Om Ajnana Tiranhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Nivitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yukapadakamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha, Shri Rupam Sahakrayatam, Sahakararadhanatham Vikantam Sajivam, Sahadvaitam Sahadbhutam, Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Rama Krishna Pada Sahagana Narita Shri Vishakha Nikamshya He Krishna Karma Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Raha Kanta Namaskute Takta Kanchana Gaurangi associates, eternal associates like Shri Lalita Devi, Shri Vishakha Devi, Shri Rupati Ranjali, etc. And along with that, I would also like to offer my most respectfully prostrated homages unto the lotus feet of His Divine, of their Divine Lordships, Shri Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Shri Shri Nityananda Prabhu, along with their perpetual entourage, such as Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Sanatana Goswami, and all the six Goswamis of Shri Ramakrishna Babaji. Finally, I would like to also offer my obeisances and due respects unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who has very artistically propagated and has dispersed the doctrine of Krishna consciousness imbued with pure devotional transcendental levels in this world, throughout this world, in this present modern era, in a most unique and fantastic way, in a most unprecedented manner. And conclusively, I would like to offer my obeisances unto all the senior Vaishnava devotees present, and thereby I would like to comment now the context and the discussion, the context of the third chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So, the present shloka of Srimad Bhagavad Gita can be duly or rightfully or in proper way, it can be interpreted in two ways, in two contexts. The present words of Bhagavad Gita, Yandeshaktashan Santo, Mukhyate Sakatari Shadani, Munjate Bhagavan Papa, Yakantya Kutarma, can be interpreted either in the context of Nishkama Karma Yoga, also known as unmotivated action, and this issue can also be interpreted in Shuddha Bhakti Yoga or in the context of pure devotional service, also known as devotional terms. So this verse has twofold meanings in devotional terms and in terms of Nishkama Karma Yoga. So, most of the acharyas, beginning with Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Sri Baladeva Vidyabhushan and Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they have interpreted this verse according to Nishkama Karma Yoga, but they have also hinted at pure devotional interpretation of this verse. Whereas Srila Prabhupada, he has given interpretation to this verse in the context of pure devotional terms, discarding and disregarding the Karma Yoga context. So, first let us interpret this verse according to pure devotional term, or in Shuddha Bhakti Marga. So, it has been said that for the pure devotees, all the activities except for the manifold activities of hearing, chanting, etc., all these other activities, they also call Bhakti Yoga. If we ponder over the definition of devotional service given by Sri Rupa Goswami Pada in his Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or the Nectar of Devotion, so that Rupa Goswami defines devotional service as Anya Nila Shita Shunyam Jnana Karma. Of devotion, or all the endeavors consciously performed on mental level, physical level, and verbal level. All the actions performed either through body, mind, and speech. All these endeavors, which are performed in an uninterrupted way, to solely satisfy the master of the senses, Sri Krishna, being endowed with a favorable attitude, Amakurya, Krishnam, Shilanam, Bhakti Uttama, and which are devoid of the coverings of the path of mental speculation, seeking impersonal liberation, Yamana, and Sakam Karma, Nishkam Karma, etc., which is also uncovered by the superficial and ulterior paths, like Nishkam Karma, Sakam Karma, Ashtanga Yoga, Eightfold Yoga System, and Right Realization, Shishta Vedanta, and Sankhya, etc. And that particular endeavor to satisfy the Lord, which is also devoid of all the other desires, like the desires for sense enjoyment and the desires for liberation or emancipation from this mundane phenomenal world. That endeavor, which is devoid of all these other superficial motives and paths like Jnana Karma, etc., and which is solely aimed at satisfying the Lord, that particular endeavor is known as Uttama Bhakti, or the most exalted form of devotion. Anya Vyajana Shunya, Jnana Karma, Anandata, Aapurye, Krishnam, Shivanam, Bhakti Uttama. And now, Srila Rupa Goswami, he says that there are three types of bhaktis or devotional services. Devotion is sometimes categorized into three categories, into three divisions. So the first division is known as Swarup Siddha Bhakti. And this Swarup Siddha Bhakti is herein known as Uttama Bhakti or the pure devotional service. So this verse, Inyadulashvashanyam, it only defines Swarup Siddha Bhakti or the most exalted and purest, unadulterated form of devotion. But then comes Sakta Siddha Bhakti, which is second category, which is inferior to the pure devotion. And then at last comes Arop Siddha Bhakti. Arop Siddha Bhakti means that devotional service, which is not actual devotional service, but devotional service has been imposed within Nishkam Karma and Sakam Karma to make those Nishkam and Sakam Karmas tinged with devotional attitude, at least to some extent. So what is the difference between Arupa Siddha, Sana Siddha and Shuddha Bhakti? So pure devotional service only has one thing, and that is to attain Prema Bhakti or the unending transcendental, uninterrupted love for the personality of Godhead as the ultimate objective and as the sole aim. Whereas of the desires of liberation and self-empowerment. Because Rupa Goswami warns later on in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that Bhakti Mukti Srihara Pichachi Vivartate Tavat Bhakti Sukhasya Takam Agyudayo Vare Bhakti Mukti Srihara. As long as the naked and intoxicated witch in the form of the desires of liberation and sense enjoyment continues to dance on the arena of the heart, For that much time, there is no possibility whatsoever, even in dream state, to experience the transcendental pleasure arising from the performance of pure devotion. This transcendental pleasure, which arises by the performance or through the performance of pure devotional service, cannot be experienced, cannot be relished, cannot be enjoyed, cannot be savored, cannot be experienced until and unless these desires are eradicated and they are rooted out from their very origin, from the heart, from the field of the heart. And that is why Bhakti Mukti Srihara Pushanti Hindu Vartade Tavat Bhakti Sukhasyat Kathmati Vayogare. The only objective of sadhana bhakti is to attain prema bhakti. Vrithi sadhya bhare, sadhya bhavasa, sadhana bhika, nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatya hindi sadhyata. That devotional service which is performed through the 10 outer senses and the 11th inner sense. In total, 11 senses. 10 outer senses are again divided twofold into jnanendriyas and karmendriyas, or the action performing 5 senses and the knowledge acquiring 5 senses, and then the 11th inner sense, sukshma indriya, is known as mind. So that devotion is performed through these 11 indriyas, senses, kritis, is known as kriti sadhana, and that is known as sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhava sa sadhana bhava. And that sadhana bhakti is not only performed through these inner and outer senses, but it also has only one objective, and that is to attain bhava bhakti, which is the beginning stage of prema bhakti, and which later becomes condensed into prema bhakti. So, sadhya bhava sa sadhana bhava, nitya siddhasya bhava sa prakatya bhakti sadhana bhava. Sadhana bhakti or devotional service in practice is defined by Rupa Goswami as that devotional service which is performed through senses and which has all the characteristics, both intrinsic and extrinsic, both solo structure and text structure, which are deliberated upon, which are pondered upon in the 11th verse of the Eastern Division of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vini, Inyabhanashita, Shunyam, Hari, etc. So, this sadhana bhakti, which is bhava bhakti and prema bhakti as the ultimate objective, and which is performed in an aforementioned way, is known as pure form of the devotion. And this sadhana bhakti, in turn, ignites, or stimulates, or produces, or makes manifest the eternally existent
कृष्ण भाव भक्ति एंड प्रेम भक्ति नित्य सिद्ध कृष्ण प्रेम साध्य का गुण है श्रवण शुद्ध Adobhupalashraya, beginning with taking shelter under the lotus feet of the spiritual master, and Tasma Shiksha Bhikshadi Dhanani, and from that guru, after taking shelter, taking initiation and guidance in spiritual concepts, and hearing and assimilating transcendental spiritual precepts from his lotus mouth, Tasma Bhiksha Bhikshadi Dhanani. And then Vishnu Guru Seva also serving that guru of spiritual master as exemplified in the verse of Bhagavad Gita. Tadyadhi pranitate parikrashneya sevaya parikshantite yanam yanas tattva darshanaha. So this is the first limb of devotional service. After Guru Padashraya, the sadhana bhakti starts. The devotional service in practice starts, and this devotional service which is performed as a means gives as its result, as its fixed, prefixed, determined result, prema bhakti, which is to be attained as goal. That is why this sadhana bhakti, the first limit is to take shelter under the lotus feet of spiritual master, and that comes bhajan kriya, or the different limbs of sadhana bhakti. Adho shabdhatam sadhu sangho ati bhajan kriya, adho anadhani bhakti hisya, adho nishkaru chistakah, tathan sakti stato bhava, tathan prema bhivantati sadhana, prema prema, tadu bhavi bhikra. As it is explained in the Sangha Sangha Guru Swami, these are all the chronological sequential steps which cannot be overruled, which cannot be trespassed, which cannot be transgressed, which cannot be crossed over by any other illegal means or any other shortcut or any other overtaking. Overtaking, yes, on the freeways we overtake sometimes our preceding vehicles which are rather following the slower speeds and which are not moving so rapidly. So, no question arises here in the devotional path. Yes, you cannot use any mundane analogy or example. Devotional path has to be followed in a sequence. So this devotional service, which has been described and which has been divided into 64 limbs by Srila Rupa Goswami in the Sadhana Bhakti division of the Nectar of Devotion. This devotional service, which has been done, given a condensed form in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Prahlada Maharaj describes the 9-fold forms of devotion as Shravan Kirtanam Vishnaho, Smaran Pada Sevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam. So these 9-fold limbs of devotion, they are known as Swarupa Siddha Bhakti. Then comes Sam Siddha Bhakti division. What is Sansiddha Bhakti? Sansiddha Bhakti denotes those qualities, those attributes, those characteristics forming, comprising, constituting a saintly character. Mahabhagavata Vyaktitva. Mahabhagavata Vyaktitva. Saintly character. Like Pitikshaha Kaalaitaha Sumudhaha Sarvat Dehinam Ajama Shakraha Shantaha Sadhana Sadhu. And also Brahma Bhutaha Prasannatma Vachalchati Nakamchati Samahasaraneshu Bhutereshu Brahmakti Nakatepam. All these saintly transcendental qualities which are manifest in the heart of a devotee who is performing devotional service unmotivatedly. Yasyasmi bhakti bhagavata kinchana sarayi vayi sattasma sate suraha harava bhaktasya kato bhagavata manorate nasati bhavato bahihi. So only within the pure devotee are all these transcendental qualities like tolerance, like truthfulness, like compassion are found. Like humility are found. Then our personality, etc. But all these qualities, they are not Swarupa Siddha Bhakti. They are not expressing the innate identity of devotion. The innate identity of devotion is only Anyanyasa Shunga and the Shravan Kirtan Vishnu. Only the 9-fold limbs are considered to be Swarupa Siddha Bhakti. These qualities which associate with Swarupa Siddha Bhakti, these qualities which arise due to the attainments of Swarupa Siddha Bhakti, these qualities which rather are associated as assistants or as servants of pure devotional service. Because pure devotional service has been manifest in the heart of a pure devotee, that is why all these transcendental saintly qualities are coming into the heart and character and personality of this devotee. But these sense qualities are not considered pure devotion. Why? Because these sense qualities on their own, without the devotional idea of serving the Lord and pleasing Him, are not devotion. Only when they associate with pure devotion are they taken as of importance, and that is why we are known as Sarva-Siddha-Bhakti, or that devotion which becomes known as devotion only if it associates with the real devotion, that is Sarva-Siddha. On its own, Sarva-Siddha has no meaning. You can have all these Sarva-Siddha qualities, even yamis have. Even impersonalists have all these qualities like tolerance, etc. But impersonalists or yamis, yamis, they are not considered pure devotees. So these qualities, only when they are present in the heart of the pure devotee, and only when they associate with pure devotion service, are sometimes known as devotion. Sarva-Siddha. And then come Arogya-Siddha-Bhakti. Arogya-Siddha-Bhakti means imposed devotion. That bhakti, which has not much to do, that bhakti or devotion in superficial terms, which has nothing much to do with the real devotion, Sarva-Siddha, Uttama Bhakti. But still it is considered bhakti sometimes because it looks like bhakti. How? Nishkam karma and sakam karma both look like bhakti. Nishkam karma means that unmotivated performance of varnashrama duties in order to satisfy and please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is known as Nishkam Karma. So both in Nishkam Karma, the practitioner, satisfies the Supreme Lord Vishnu by performing all these yajnas. Yajna Vai Vishnu, Yajna Bhav Karma Anyatra. Now we are coming into this context again. Yajna Bhav Karma Anyatra Lokokam Karma Bandhanaha Mukta Sanya Samatha. That Nishkam Karma who performs all the duties of Varnashrama without being attached to the Varnashrama activities and without being attached to the results of Varnashrama activities, and who submits or who offers all the results of his Varnashrama duties under the feet of the lotus, under the lotus feet of Lord Narayana, that Nishkam Karma Yogi. Because he is also trying to please Lord Narayana by offering his fruity results unto Lord Narayana and not wanting to enjoy those fruity results by himself. And because pure devotee is also trying to satisfy the Lord, Anatomiya Krishna Shivan Bhakti Uttama, that is why, because there is some similarity, both are trying to satisfy the Lord, Nishkam Karma Yogi and Shuddha Bhagavad Bhakti. That is why sometimes Nishkam Karma Yoga is taken as resembling at least a semblance or shadow of pure devotion. Because pure devotion also tries to satisfy the Lord, and Nishkam Karma also tries to satisfy the Lord. And that is why it has been said there in Karma Purana Papa Khanda, Varanashama Charata Purusheta Hekaman Vishnu Rabhate Antaha Namya Tattva Shaharam Varanashama. Those who perform the prescribed duties of Varnashrama Dharma in order to satisfy the Supreme Lord Narayana, Purushaya Parikumar, Vishnu Narayana, Antanamya, Tattoshakaram, there is no other recourse, there is no other path in order to satisfy Lord Narayana except for performing Varnashrama Dharma without any bhakti, material bhakti. So, this Varnashrama Dharma is performed by Nishkam Karma Yogis in an unmotivated way, but it also has one motive. Although it does not have the motive of material sense enjoyment, it still has one motive, and that is to attain liberation. Varnashrama Dharma still has one motive. Even performed in an unmotivated way by Nishkam Karma Yogi has one motive, that is liberation. Whereas Shuddha Bhakti only has one motive, to satisfy the Supreme Lord without any condition, just for His sake. And because of this desire for liberation, even though Nishkam Karma Yogi offers his results to the Supreme Lord in order to satisfy him, why he wants Lord's satisfaction? He wants Lord's satisfaction so that after that Lord is satisfied, he will avoid and bestow liberation on me. Whereas pure devotion devotional service has no such ultimate motive of liberation to them. And that is why this shloka can be interpreted in two contexts. First, in the context of Nishkam Karma Yoga. Second, in the context of pure devotion. Prabhupada has interpreted this verse in the context of pure devotion because when pure devotees, they first offer all the foodstuffs, eatables, victuals, and all the items of that food intake first to Krishna and also to Nishkam Karma Yoga, we also offer it like that. So that is why this verse can be interpreted in both contexts. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because we have limited time today, we will not continue so elaborately on this shloka. But this context is the same context, so we can continue afterwards. Do you have time to take questions? Okay. So let us go for Aarti. Anytime you have questions, they can immediately call me after Aarti. Hare Krishna.